Thanks, Jeannie. Good morning. Is it Robert or is it Fred?
Well, Robert is probably her boyfriend.
So it's Fred then. My apologies. Oh my goodness, Fred.
Okay.
I'm Gail. It's good to meet you.
That's what I thought.
And thank you for chatting with Jeannie. She's new. I could see she was struggling with our phone system. She was having a hard time getting you over to me. I listened in on the last bit of the conversation. I heard her call you Robert, and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought it was Fred. Oh, goodness.
No,
oh,
that's
goodness.
Okay.
Good laugh on an early Friday. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So it sounds like the two of you were talking about the first page listing we were filling today on Google. Did I get that right?
Right.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. I'm in the right place then. That's always a good thing. So what I'll do, Fred, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan works for you and it works for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Okay.
It sounds like you can take in some more work, but I heard you just the tail end of mentioning something to Jeannie about there are a lot of homes going up there. People are having a hard time finding contractors.
Yeah, there are about 10,000 homes being built here or have been built, and they're still building. They haven't stopped yet. They've excavated, I don't know, another 700-800 acres, I think, at least.
No kidding. When did that boom start?
Happened,
you guys?
About 5 years ago.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, so the contractors are all tapped out? Sounds
yeah.
like. I would think. So now I see you come up as handyman. Are you in handyman or are you actually a GC also?
No, I'm a general contractor.
I wait
until they build the houses up there and I wait another 3 or 4 years and then everything goes, well, a lot of stuff goes broke because they only have a
right.
year warranty on a house, which is weird because I've got a 10-year warranty on my drivetrain.
Wow.
On my car.
No kidding. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
hey, that's a good way. That's
yeah.
a good way to play it, though. You know, all old stuff gets,
yeah.
or all new stuff gets old sometime. Wow. Okay.
Well, not only old, it gets old fast because in 6 years, they got flooding in the houses, the pipes break, all kinds of stuff because the contractors.
Wow.
Well, the general contractors that are building the houses, they're not paying the contractors, especially contractors, the money that they normally should get. They go like, well, yeah, we build, I don't know, 20 houses. This is what we pay for electrical. Can you do it or not? And, you know, sometimes when they go like, yeah. But they put in the cheapest stuff and at break.
Exactly.
And then I come in and do all the repairs. That's nice.
Nice. That is way nice. I like that, Fred. I like the way you roll.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, somebody's handed a phone to me and said yes. Tell me. Never mind. That's a great way to play it. I love it. So. Now, I would imagine then there are probably certain areas that you would really like to be seen for then to pick up more business. There.
I'm seen in all. Yeah, I'm seen in all areas. The real estate people here are the real estate companies that have rentals and all that.
Right.
I take care of most of them because I do it all from electrical, drywall, painting, flooring, installations, complete kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get some of this down because I want to list all of those. So I did notice too, you've got an Angie's listing. Is that current or is that an old listing? Or maybe it was Home Advisor. I don't know.
That's an oldie. It's Home Advisor. I opted out on that, but they still have me in there. I don't know why.
Yep, they Yeah, they leave everybody up there. I don't know why either. It's just weird. You can never tell if it's an active listing or not. They make it appear that it is. So why did you stop using the service?
Well, I was having calls daily from them, and they were billing me daily for stuff that I haven't done or get contracts that I didn't get. So I says, come on, people, you know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I've heard that story before many times.
When you spend $5,000 on Angie's List and they get one, you go like, blank.
Wow. Oh, you can say it. I speak fluent sailor. I just can't do it at work, but I can hear it all day long and I feel right at home. So now, Fred, I couldn't find a website for you. Do you have one?
It's not finished yet. I'm working on it.
Is it something that you're building?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why that I already got a phone call because I'm doing it online. And I'm like,
Gotcha. Well, so let me, I'll walk you through how everything works. I was curious about what was going on in your area specifically. So one of the first things that we do is we've closed off the Kennewick area. And for you, I'm going to close it as DC because that one is available. That way you still have, we can list all of the services that a GC would list, remodels and so on, and then you can pick and choose from the jobs that you want to do and don't want to do. So when we close that listing down, we close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base. Now, doesn't mean you have to travel that entire 50 miles. That's none of our business, but that's your protected area, basically, where we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. So literally, if someone came along Monday morning, we get you set up today. Somebody comes along Monday morning that's a remodeler in Kennewick, we turn them away. It's very strict Google rules that we have to follow. So yeah, 50-mile radius is all yours. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that you show up in the map section on the first page of Google anytime someone is searching for any of your services. And we can list all of them out. I mean, remodel, if you want roofing listed in there, if you want, you know, whichever repair. I know, I'm with you. Roofing.
L&I wants if I do roofing and I've got guys working for me, they want almost $8 an hour. For roofing.
Wow. Yeah. That is low.
That's the insurance.
Holy
that
cow.
You have to pay for a roofer.
the insurance on them. Oh, I thought you meant they worked for $8 an hour. Say, wow, where are you finding that?
No. Roofers go by 25 up.
Wow. Well, that sounds about right, though. Our neighbor just had a quote to have his roof done. It's not a big house. It was over 17 grand. So
I was gonna say 20.
Yeah, exactly. So I can help you out with your website too, if you'd like. So one of the things that we do for our clients, we don't do it for the general public, but we'll build a website for you. We'll build it so it's Google compliant and optimized. We don't charge for it. It'll be on a domain name that. What's that?
What? You don't take money for it? And I go like, what? You don't
no, we don't.
For it? And I'm like, yeah, what?
Yeah, no, we don't. We just include it because it is such an important component. You know, most people don't spend a lot of time on website browsing anymore, but occasionally, you know, somebody will want a website to look at. And it's also a good place to display your befores and afters, or even just your afters. We build, host, and maintain for you. You don't have to worry about it. You'll actually have access into the back end so you can make changes if you want to. Yeah. But if you don't want to or you don't have time, all you have to do is let us know and we'll do the updates. And part of the reason we can do that is we're in your account all the time. making those minor programming adjustments to keep up with algorithm changes to keep you on that first page for your services. So okay. What happens then is, let's say somebody looks for kitchen remodeler. You're going to come up right in the map section. You'll be one of the pins on the map. And most people these days, when they're searching for a business, don't go past that map section. Literally 90% of people are going to click somebody in that section. And
on
there's
the map.
Usually room.
I know.
Exactly. Yep. And there's usually room for between 3 and 5 businesses there. So we get you placed there for your services, and then they just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls. We don't sell them. You don't pay per lead. We operate on a flat monthly rate. So it doesn't matter if you pick up 10 new jobs or 50 new jobs, your pricing never changes. And then you do business however you do business. You're free to decline whatever you want, take whatever jobs you want or don't want. Our job ends at making your phone ring, and then it's all up to you. So from there on, it's none of Google's business either. You can charge whatever you want. Now, does this sound like something that's going to help you a little bit better than what you had going on, Angie's?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought maybe.
Better than that.
Hey, right?
Oh, by the way.
Did you
listen into that last conversation I had with the newbie?
Genie.
Genie. Yeah, I'm an IT systems engineer, so I kind of figure out how that works.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, and I have to confess, too, I actually just last year retired from construction. I owned a remodeling company. I'm in Colorado. I work remotely. And I retired from it and came here. Local Splash actually helped my construction company grow, so I could retire out of it. Oh. It was just too much. I mean, I didn't do the physical work, but running 300 miles a day, checking on a dozen job sites at a time, I'm too old for that now. I couldn't do it anymore. But I'm not done working. I love.
I'm not going to ask, but how old are you?
I'm 52. I'm 52.
And so you're just a young chick.
I guess. That depends. How old are you?
I'm older, way, way older. Way older. Oh, dude, that's actually 52. 14 years, actually. Between us?
Wow. Well, my body is probably in about that kind of shape. I have not been gentle on it. I grew up tomboy, riding mini bikes and wiping them out, riding horses and getting thrown.
Yeah,
that kind of fun adrenaline junkie stuff, and I never stopped. So my body's
a
little.
I'm never stopping either.
Good.
I'm doing it.
Good. Well, yeah, I'll rest when I'm dead is my motto, honestly.
Yes.
My husband will my husband will say, you should go take a nap. Ah, fuck that. Excuse me. No nap. No nap, thank you. I'm good. Yeah. Rest when I'm dead.
Oh my gosh.
So, Fred, should we get you some pricing on this so that we can get this done
ahead.
Get you on the first page? Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I do need to ask you, are you using Facebook at all?
No.
Okay, it sounds like a Facebook hater, and I get you.
No, I'm not a hater. It's like I put in something from the CDC, and they said it goes against our policies, and they chucked me out for 3 months. And they were like, okay, you're not chucking me in anymore. I'm quitting.
No problem. I know. That's happened. A good friend of mine, he's... He's an old salty Navy veteran, and he's got something to say about everything. And he pushes Facebook's limits. I mean, I think he tries to get shut down. It's funny to watch him some days.
It was the third or fourth time, so I feel like it's the fourth time he shut me to blank you.
Well, then we won't worry about Facebook, and it's only one of our options. How long have you been in business, Fred? Seems like a bit.
20 years.
20 years, okay. I thought it had to be longer. Angie's showing you at a year, and I said, yeah, it doesn't sound right. So, actually, yeah. That's good, because then I can apply some credits here for you. So pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And pricing is on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. We just feel if we're going to do our job, which we intend to do, there's no reason to wrangle you into a contract and get married. Fair enough.
Yeah, right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. So let me look at retail, and then I'm going to put some credits on here for you. So retail for Washington is $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But I'm going to use our established business credit instead of what was on here, the new in business, because it'll get you more off. So it's going to put you down to $199 a month, and then it takes your setup fee down to $99. So setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And we'll build, host, and maintain your website for you, get you on the first page of Google for all your services, keep you there to keep your phone ringing, and you can keep cherry-picking from jobs.
Okay. $199.
Sounds like, yes, sir. That sounds like that's going to help you bring your final business. Please excuse my noise.
What's the little guy doing there?
He is, you know, he's almost two. I picked the quiet one. But he's got something to say about everything. Some of his noises and sounds are just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I had mine 19 years. That was a great dog.
Wow. What breed that lived that long?
Nova Scotian.
Nova Scotian. I'm going to have to look that one up. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Did you hunt with it?
Did I what? No.
Did you hunt with him?
No, I never went hunting with him. No, I never went
hunting
with him.
Okay.
I got him out of the pound, and he doesn't like gunshots. He's not very well with loud gun noises.
Yep. I hear that. Nice.
Great.
That's nice. That's awesome. We've got three hunting dogs. They're bred for hunting, but they're also wonderful family dogs. And my husband used to hunt pheasant way back in the day, but trooping through the grass and not. And out here on the western side of Colorado, the only way you can really go pheasant hunting is you go somewhere else or you go to a game farm. And it's just not as much fun at a game farm. It's just not like the real thing. It's just not the same. And they try. As much as they try, it's not the same. So, Fred, are we going to do this? We're going to get you set up today, get you on the first page?
We probably could do that.
Okay, I think we should. It would be today. So we'd need to do the $199. Yes. So it'd be the $199 and the $99. So first month in the setup. Nothing due until next month. And then it'd just be the flat
$199.
And I should mention, too, you're locked in for life with those discounts. It's not like a promo rate that's going to go up later. You're locked in forever. Doesn't matter what our retail prices do later on down the road.
Okay.
Sweet. Should we get this going?
Wait a minute. Yeah, just a minute.
Then,
which bank card I'm going to use.
All right. Well, while you do that, I'm going to grab a couple of screens and grab your listing for you.
Right. Wait.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo is usually what I do when I go through my wallet.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I get credits,
Ah, nice. Very nice.
Every time I spend, I get so many percent of, and I'm going to find out which card I'm going to be using.
And Fred, is your first name short for anything? Frederick? Or did they just name you Fred?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm single now, but as I got married, they dropped the man. My real name is Manfred.
Oh, really? Okay, so is it that how it appears on your card as Manfred?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'm going to make that change. And what's your last name, dear?
Neal, N-E-A-L.
One more time.
Neal, N-E-A-L.
Ah, gotcha. And what's your email address?
Manfred_Neal@hotmail.com.
Gosh, I haven't seen a Hotmail in a long time. Manfred_Neal@hotmail. Perfect. I'm going to send you a couple of emails. Don't need to do anything with them just now. But the first one is going to be info on our dashboard and analytics, which I hadn't even told you about. You'll be able to log in to our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where those searches were performed from, upload photos for us if you'd like to. Trying to think of what else is in there. Send communication to your technician, all kinds of things. And then the next one, I want you to have the price and package that I quoted you in writing, but I've got to adjust it with your discounts because it's a stock email, as you could probably guess. All right, perfect. That one's on the way, too. Oh, nope, it bounced back. What did I do? M-A-N-F-R-E-D. I spelled Neal wrong. N-E-A-L. Let me try that one more time. Part of my job is to make sure there's no typos. I found one of my own.
All right.
I hate typos, especially in names. Okay, let's try these again. Now they should be coming through for you.
Email?
Oh. There we go. Okay. Double check it again. Did that first one get to you?
Not yet.
Okay, well, maybe it's just stuck in cyberspace, I hope. All right, there's probably is. And then for your phone number, I've got 509-440-7531. Must also be
right.
Your cell. Awesome.
That's my cell phone, yeah. I'm always on that.
And you use that as your business line too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got your company name as Inside and Out, and that's all I've got.
Right.
Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
Nope.
Just Inside and Out.
That's just Inside and Out.
All right, you got it. And are you at 2604 West... And I'm going to slaughter it. NT Avenue.
Right.
All right. Copy and paste when I get it right. Da-da-da-da-da. That looks good. Now, do you have a domain name already purchased, Fred?
No.
Okay. No worries. That's quite all right. If you had one, we could use that one. But since you don't, we'll get one for you. And we don't charge for that either. In fact, anything, there are a couple of optional items coming up too that I'll go over with you. And there's no additional charge for any of them. They're just included in all of our packages. All right. And I'm doing some skimming and double checking on my side to make sure I've got everything right for you. Oh, come on, machine. There we go. Okay, and I'm going to send you a couple of texts, too. Did those emails by chance get to you yet, Fred?
Nope.
Hmm. Oh, you know what? They might have gone in your junk box. That happens every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. Wait. Junk email. Oh, there you are. I've got...
Yay!
Your thing here. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. They're in the junk. Wait.
Uh-huh.
You sent two, right?
Yes. Well, you search for that. I'm doing some fill-in on my end that I need to do. Any luck?
Wait, I'm opening them up.
Oh, good. They made it. And I'm flooding you with text messages also. And I'll explain those whenever you're ready. And then, Fred, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Both.
Okay. All right. All of the above. Okay. And then, let's get your services in here. So we're going to say general contractor, handyman, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, home repair, electrical, let's spell it right, plumbing. What else am I missing? Do you build decks?
Decks, yeah, I build them. Decks, balconies.
Nice.
Pergolas. Like inside and out. We do everything inside and out.
Nice. So I can say painting then.
Painting.
Drywall repair.
Right.
What else? So I've got general contractor, handyman, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, home repair, electrical, plumbing, decks, balconies, pergolas, painting, drywall repair. What's that? Oh, HVAC, did you say? Beautiful. Got it. Let's say furnace repair. Furnace replace probably too then.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Okay. Air conditioning. Install and repair. Water heaters.
Of course. Yes. Plumbing.
Awesome.
All of that.
if I can spell, there we go. Windows, doors.
Not so much, but yes.
Okay. I know I'm missing. Oh, flooring.
Yep, flooring. Hardwood, perfect. Laminated, plastic, very cheap, PVC.
Got it. Okay. What about finish work? Tile, trim.
Yeah.
Masonry.
That's like general contracting.
Yeah, right. All right, we got a bunch in there. Can you think of any others that you want to be seen for?
Nah, I guess that's good.
All right. If you think of any others, just let us know. We can add or subtract anytime. All right, Fred, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So your onboarding call is a phone call with your technician, and we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. You won't need to be in front of a computer for it. So if you're driving, that's fine. What I'm doing right now is gathering all of the information your tech is going to need. So they'll have it right in front of them. They'll have all of your links, your keywords that we just went through, your services, all of that, so that you don't have to fumble for it later when you're on the phone with them. So if you've got availability, we could do, see, we've got an 11 o'clock today or 1 o'clock, or we could look at Monday. What works for you?
1 o'clock.
It's yours.
I don't have to be in front of a computer.
Nope, you sure don't. Let me build that calendar appointment real quick, and then I'm going to send that over to you, too.
Okay.
That won't come on update for me. All right, there we go. I had to push it around a little bit. It didn't want to work. There we are. Wow, I just cannot spell today. There we go. All right, so there's another email on the way to you. The subject line on this one is local/CIE, strange internal coding. Let me know when that one gets there. Awesome. If you could open that one up, there should... Yeah. There should be a yes, no, maybe option there. And if you could hit... If you could hit the yes, that would be awesome.
Oh.
And it should send a response back.
No.
Oh, go figure.
Wait. No?
Every once in a while, it gives us fits. Not going to let you do it?
It's not doing anything, but it's not, nothing happening.
Is there, down at the bottom, is there an RSVP button? Sometimes there is, and that sometimes that'll work.
No.
No? Okay. No. So I'm just going to tell them client is confirmed at 1, but... under, let him accept. There, we handled that. Okay, let's see.
So
look at my list here.
Right?
I can't press it for you, but I put in the note that said that you are confirmed. So it's all good.
Yeah,
no
cool,
worries.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
All right, and then let's see, what else have we got? Oh, what do you want to list for your hours of operation, Fred?
Excuse me, say it again.
What do you want to list for your hours of operation?
Oh, 8 to 5.
Okay, I'm going to do Monday through Friday.
It's just there because we work longer than 5 most of the time.
Right, exactly. You want to say Monday
well,
through Friday.
If we can get the job done at that day, we'll work longer. If it's going to take a week, we go to 5. On the construction site. But yeah, if it only takes another hour to finish the job, then it's like, nah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Just get it out of the way, right? Yep. And then... optional, do you want payment integration on your website? So PayPal, Venmo, Cash App?
Cash App would be good. I got Cash App, right. I got PayPal.
Awesome. All right. And we do need a Google Business Profile. I assume that your address is a home address.
Right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I'm putting a big note on here not to publish your street address. So your Google Business Profile, I'm sure you've seen them. If you, Googled Starbucks,
yes.
A box would come up with their logo. Yep, exactly. Okay. So we're just going to leave the street address off. You'll still show up in the right spot, but nobody will know what your house number is or street name for that matter. All right. One more skin street.
It's
almost
showing anyway.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, but they don't know it's you unless they know you.
Right.
Let me see why this doesn't want to update. There we go. Play nice. Let me see if it did what it was supposed to. Good deal. All right. So let me create your subscription, get your discount on here. Thinking again. There we go. Now it's going to behave. I hope.
Right.
There's always hope, right?
Always, yes. Some of the people didn't go through all the way. Some of the pictures didn't go.
Oh, you might have to right-click over the pictures and then, what's the command?
I'll find it.
I can't remember what the command is. But I think it's a right click.
But it just tells me to archive the picture.
Oh, that's weird.
But I'm not going to say anything that I can't see, so period.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just informational, so no worries. All right, Fred, does your company name, actually I should back up. Does your middle initial appear on your credit card at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then is the company name on there?
Yes.
Okay. Add that on. Same address and phone number, I assume?
Yes.
All right. And then Master Visa, MX, or Discover?
Master Visa.
All right. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
Okay, 4701.
Uh-huh.
4403?
Okay. Got it.
0338?
3338.
18? No, it's a 0338. It's a 4403-0338.
Got it.
1828.
Perfect. And what's the expiration, please?
527.
And security code?
488.
Thank you. You got a lot of eights in there.
Yeah.
Good. Should be playing lottery or... What's that? Yeah. Yeah,
there are. Yeah, I got a lot of theory. 2 1s, 1 2.
You should be playing the lotto or something.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, so there's one more email on the way to you. Well, I take that back, two. The one we want is local / initial invoice. And I'll just kind of walk you through that one. I need you to do some clicks and type in there.
Wait.
Awesome. So about four sentences down, it says click here to accept.
Okay.
and it'll open up a page for you.
Oh.
And I'm just going to run you through quick because I'm actually going to do this by voice also. This is the written version. So all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox.
But not open. Give me a sec here.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going faster than your computer. I'm sorry.
All right. Go to the bottom?
Yeah, yes. And then there should be a box that it will ask you to check off and then type your name as it appears.
Okay, check off the box at the bottom. Okay. Thoughts, 99, 199. Shoot, that's $300.
It is, almost. 298, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. It's $2. Okay, what do I do here? Sign.
Yep.
Signature.
And then I'll do this, but I'll read it to you too. You get to listen to me read to you. Oh boy.
Neil. And I have to accept the terms and conditions.
Yes. And then if you do it right, it should bring you to a login screen.
Okay. Local / username and password.
Oh, perfect.
I guess
okay.
Username would be my email?
It will be, but you'll need your password yet, which they'll generate that for you this afternoon during your onboarding call. But that will be where you'll log in to our system. Yep, absolutely. So we'll do the voice verification quick. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It outlines the service agreement for Local Splash, so what we're going to do for you. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay. Now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Inside and Out.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Fred Neal, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So if you go all out and decide to start using Instagram and TikTok, just let us know so we can tie it in with everything else is what that means.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, September 30th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, your flat rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 30th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. So let me just one more quick check. We're looking good. One more question for you, Fred. Do you know anybody else who doesn't do what you do that could use a service like this?
No. Not off the top of my head.
Oh, darn. Darn. Well,
if I find somebody, I'll tell them.
Yes, definitely. Please do. I love what I do. What's that?
Talk to Gail, tell him.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I know. I needed to reference the text that I sent to you. So I sent you my contact information. There should be like three of them. Be quiet.
Details come through. Blah, blah. Oh, you can bark. I don't care. Local slash support or spot invoice. Separate invoice. What was that?
The invoice probably was emailed or texted to you too. So, the earlier text, one is my contact info. So put me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. You'll probably deal with your technician more than you do with me, but I'm always here. If you have a problem, question, whatever, don't let it fester. Call and let me know. Let me deal with it for you. I'll either fix it or I'll find who can. Okay. And then just one, what are you giggling?
Yes.
You giggling? What are you giggling about?
Well, I just got breakfast handed to me.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
What are you having?
What?
What are you having?
I'm good. Oh, what's it called? Croissant.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm making breakfast for supper tonight. It's going to be biscuits and gravy.
Oh, all right. That's why you're talking, probably.
Probably, but it's not anywhere near supper time.
Okay.
So, Fred, you're all set.
Yeah.
Everything is good. You got everything in. Congratulations.
Yep.
Okay, I'm excited for you. All right. Are you talking to me or are you talking to the waitress?
No. Yeah, I'm talking to the girl.
Oh, okay. I'll wait until she tell me when she leaves, so I know who you're talking to.
She's okay. No, she's okay. Really?
Oh, okay. And you're good here. You are all set and ready to go. So I'm gonna let you back to your day. Let you enjoy your breakfast, and then just remember to come for that
today already. Or
yes, yep, they will call you today at 1:00.
No, I mean the other calls from the listing. Is that already done? Or?
No. Oh, okay. So let me give you timeline.
That's the text. So the text
you'll talk to this afternoon gets everything kicked off. And then let me get to your timeline here. So.
Okay.
Enough, dude. Just got a sharp bark.
On your lap, and then pet him.
Come here. There we go. Yeah. He says, that's all good. Okay. So, now and 7 days, obviously your onboarding call, which we're doing today, your reporting dashboard will come online. We'll be doing what's called directory submissions, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, up to about 60 different destinations, directories. And then now, between now and 14 days, your website will come online. If we were doing any advertising like Facebook or Google Ads, those would come online. But since we're not, those won't be there. We'll also get your Google Business profile going in that time. And you'll get it, by the way, you'll get a postcard in the mail from Google. Jax, come here.
Okay.
Come here. We'll need the PIN code that's on that postcard. Then we send that back into Google so they can verify you and show your Google Business profile. And then first page should be between 30 and 45 days. You should be up there. And sometimes it happens a little bit sooner, just depending. The Google postcard, because it goes by snail mail, is usually our biggest delay. But if that goes quickly, And then we go quicker. All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
You enjoy your croissant. You have a good day, Fred.
You too. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.